Today's shiur of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Siman Yud Dalet. We are up to Sif Gimel. And now we're going to be doing the halachas of someone who borrows a talis, or borrows a beged, a four-cornered garment. So we'll see. Hashoyel Nechavero Talis She'eno Mitzu Yetzes. If someone borrows a garment that does not have on it, he borrows a four-cornered garment that does not yet have on it tzitzis. He's patur milatil ba tzitzis. He's not chayiv. He's exempt from putting on tzitzis. Kol shloshim yom. For 30 days. For a full 30 days. This pasuk says, susha v'lo shel acherim. This pasuk says, you should make tzitzis on the four corners of your clothing. Your clothing. Your own clothing, but not that of others. Aval achar shloshim yom chayiv midrabanan. But after 30 days, however, he is midrabanan. He's obligated midrabanan. Why? Because it looks like it's his. Now, this requirement of putting on tzitzis to a four-cornered beged, if he borrows it for more than 30 days, Rama explains, it's only if it's borrowed for 30 days straight. But let's say he returns it within 30 days, then takes it back again. So then, the two periods do not combine, accumulate to a total of 30 days. Rather, it must be 30 consecutive days. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah on this. So again, the case here is where the four-cornered garment was borrowed, right? He didn't borrow a beged or a talis that already has tzitzis on it. Comes the Mishnah Berurah, and he says something very interesting. He says, so he's patur because he's not chayiv because he is not wearing his own clothing. He's wearing borrowed clothing. However, the Mishnah Berurah says something striking. It says, it's quoting here a Magen Avram. The Magen Avram sign is that one who places tzitzis on a borrowed garment and recites a bracha over these tzitzis does not lose. Meaning, the bracha is not considered to be a bracha levatala, which, again, is interesting. And it almost sounds like it's, as we're going to see, as you actually are mekayim a mitzvah, because he says like this, it seems like it's no different than women who can make a bracha that they're patur on mitzvahs that they're patur from. For example, women are patur for mitzvahs asei shazman grama, but we paskin like the Rama, unlike the Shulchan Aruch, that a woman, when she fulfills a mitzvah like lulav, even though she's not chayiv, she's not obligated, she does make a bracha. So to hear, even though you're not obligated, he's suggesting, even though you're not obligated to put tzitzis on a four-cornered beged that is borrowed, still, if you do, you're mekayim a mitzvah and you can make a bracha. And based on this, he says, a person would be able to go out on Shabbos into Rishus HaRabim to know who the beged, because it's considered a dormant to the garment, not considered a burden. Again, if you remember, tzitzis that one is not, if someone has tzitzis on a beged where he is not obligated to, nor is he mekayim any mitzvah. For example, let's say he puts tzitzis on a three-cornered beged. So in that situation, we say that if he goes and he wears such tzitzis, he will be on Shabbos in Rishus HaRabim, he will be considered carrying. But here, he's not going to be considered carrying because he is mekayim a mitzvah. Fascinating, and we're going to have to discuss a little more about this, but again, the Mishnah Berurah here, based on the Magen Avraham, is paskening that it seems that the p'tur of not putting on tzitzis on a borrowed beged, that is a four-cornered beged, not putting on tzitzis is a p'tur, but if you put it on, you are mekayim a mitzvah, even though it's a borrowed four-cornered garment. We'll talk more about this, as I said, later on in today's halacha, because this is not a simple zach. The Shulchan Aruch had also said that you are obligated midrabanan if you borrow for more than 30 days. So he says, if the garment is borrowed for more than 30 days, so then having borrowed it for 30 days, Shulchan Aruch had said that since it looks like it's his, Chachamim were mechayev him to put on sitzes midrabanan, and since he's chayev midrabanan to put it on, yivarech aleh, you make a bracha on it like you make a bracha on all mitzvos derabanan. The socher dino kishoel. So the Mishnah Brura says that a renter of a talis is like a borrower at the same din. Kosi olas tamid, who proves it shemochiach kain mitaisis menachis membalam and aleph dibra maskal talis. And he says, "Uviitar matzasi shekasa uschirus misapkalon." However, he found in the itur that he writes that there's a suffix when it comes to schirus. The issue being that the itur is unsure whether a renter has the status of a borrower, as his level of ownership is pashtus stronger. So maybe he is chayav midaraisa immediately. Right there in the Shulchan Aruch. So Shulchan Aruch then says as follows. Shala kishihi mitzu yetzes mivarech alei miyad. If someone goes ahead and borrows a talis already that already has the tzitzis on the four corners, then he makes a bracha immediately. That doesn't wait 30 days. He borrows it and he puts it on and makes a bracha by putting it on. So comes the Mishnah Brura. Mivarech aleha. V'yesh machmirin v'soybin shelo levarech, ella im kein nasa noy b'feirish b'matana al menas lahachzir. He says, there are those that are machmir, and they maintain that you do not make a bracha unless it is explicitly stated that it is being given as a matana menas lahachzir. Since you do not make a bracha on a borrowed talis, so it's only if there was explicitly a statement that the borrower is not really getting it as a she'ela, as borrowing, but rather it's legally considered that the owner has given it to him. The owner says, I'm giving it to you as a matana, it's yours, on condition that you return it. However, achrova achronim maskimim l'psaka shulchan aruch. However, the most of the achronim, they agree with the shulchan aruch. Why? V'atamu, the reason is, the reason is because since his das was to give it to him so that he can make a bracha on the talis, again, he's giving him a talis that already has the tzitzis on it. So he's obviously giving it to him in order for him to be able to be yote with such a talis, the mitzvah. So therefore, it's a presumed giving of a matana amanas lahachzir. It says v'kevan she'iyav shalal varech, and since it's impossible to make a bracha ella imkein tiyeshalo, since it's impossible to make a bracha unless, of course, it is his, havik ilu nesan aloy b'matan amanas lahachzir, so then even though he's seemingly just borrowing it, but halachically the assumption is that this is like the giving of a matana on condition of return. But then he says, "L'chatchila bevada yoter tov levakesh mi'amashir sheiten lo matana amnas la'atziv." Okay, velo le'ikuva. He says, but still, even though the psak is with the Shulchan Aruch, that if you borrow someone's talis just to go ahead and perform the mitzvah, that it's an already an implied matana amnas la'atziv. It's better to have the owner explicitly say that he's giving it to you as a matana amnas la'atziv. But he says it's not le'ikuva, and it's not absolutely necessary, as the halacha follows the psak of the Shulchan Aruch and most achronim, that we may always assume this to be his intention. But then comes the Mishnah Brura, he says, but what are we talking here? The dafki im shal mimeno talas hamayuchad l'mitzvah. Specifically, we're talking here if the borrower borrowed a talas, like a talas gadol, that is for a mitzvah. The purpose is to go ahead and put on a talas for mitzvah. Like, let's say, in the beginning of davening, you don't have a talis. So it's a situation, you borrow a talis. That's what we're talking about, where, for sure, you'd be able to rely on the Shulchan Aruch and assume that borrowing is a matana amanas lahasir. But he said, however, if it's really just a beged that is a beged like they used to wear in the olden days, four-quarter garments, and that's the type of beged that they wear, and it's regular clothes, and the only reason why you have sitzes on is because the majority of the sides are open on the sides of the beged. And the beged itself was not made for sitzes. The beged was made to be a beged, and you're putting on tzitzis. So in that situation, if someone loans someone that beged, he's loaning him a beged. So he's not loaning him a beged in order to perform the mitzvah. He's loaning him a beged that happens to have tzitzis on it. So there, unless it was explicitly stated that it was a matana al menas lahatzir, that there would be no such implication. And then he says, v'cheinim shal talas alos ha-toyra, the same would be even if you're going ahead and borrowing a talis that is designated to be a talis, but you're only borrowing it to go get an aliyah, or lavur lechnei ateva, or to daven for the yomid, or leduchen, or to just to go duchen. She'ein ala mishum kavod. You're only wearing the talis based on kavod atzibur. Ein levarchem ala. Then you would not make a bracha on. Du'lai hayaritzoto lashilo. Because in that case, the person who's lending it to him, he's only lending it to him rak lemalbush lechud v'lo lachnoslo. Because there, it could be just giving it to him just to wear and not to be maknet him almanas lahatzir. If we would not make a bracha, the yesh cholkin bezet. However, there are those that are cholik who svir lude bechol gavni mevarchin. There are those that are actually cholik and they say no matter what, even when the person is giving it to someone just for an aliyah, you would have to make a bracha. Therefore, al ken kasa b'derech hachaim. So therefore, der hachaim writes the yosei toiv sheyikavim bechol elu shelo lignos. It's best to have kavana not to be kona. If you have kavana not to be kona, this way you for sure would not make a bracha. Said you wouldn't have to make a bracha lekuliyama because you have kavana not to go ahead and be kona, and it should just be a considered borrowing it. Levad me'atalis sheshal be'es hatfila latzesbo. Except for obviously a talis that you're borrowing for tefila in the morning for your own personal tefila, where it's to be yotze. Right, with the bracha of l'satev besitzis, then obviously that's like the Shulchan Aruch's case, where you're borrowing it, okay, in order to perform the mitzvah, and therefore the owner presumably is giving it to you, almanas lahachzir. Again, the Mishnah Berurah said before, it's still better in such a case to have the owner say specifically that he's giving it to you as a matana almanas lahachzir, that you could use it now for a mitzvah. And then he says, b'chol zeh betaliso shel ish prati. This is all talking about talisos that you're borrowing from a person, a single person. Ruvein borrowing from Shimon. Aval, the talisos shall call, but in the talis of the shul, kein shalanu amitzios, basically, that's like ours in the shuls, like we find in the shul. Sarach levarach alav lekuliyama. He says that you would have to make a bracha, everyone would have to make a bracha when they take the talis from the shul. Afil kishalosho lak alav or lefnei ateva, la satara. Even when he's putting it on just to go ahead and daven or get an aliyah. So even if he's just going ahead and putting it on, seemingly for just kavod atzibur, mishu detalis shel kol, adayin tadahachi kanu mitchila. Because when it comes to the talis of the kahal, of the shul, it was acquired mitchila from the start, shekol mishalo yivesh, I say, for anyone who would wear it, she yeshalo. It would be like his, kamo be'esrik, like by esrik. In other words, if it's acquired for people to be able to use and to be yosei the mitzvah, so then and the assumption is that it's implied that it's being given as a matana al menas lahachzir. Like, for example, if a shul acquires an esrog for everyone to use, so it's obviously assumed that it's going to be every person who takes it, almanas lehachzir. So we see two very interesting things here that need to be spelled out. See, there is here the Mishnah Berurah saying that when a person goes ahead and takes a talis from the shul just to get an aliyah or just to daven for the yomid, as opposed to using it for the mitzvah, he would automatically make a bracha. But it doesn't seem to be the minhag. It doesn't seem to be the minhag that people who take a talis for mincha to daven for the tzibur, that they go ahead and make a bracha. So what's the pshat? So the Beralacha actually elaborates, and he himself, even though he says what he says in the Mishnah Berurah, in the Beralacha, he actually is mesupak, that maybe it's not considered really wearing. That when a person is wearing something just for kavod atzibur, he might not be chayiv, because he's not really wearing as a garment to wear, but really just out of respect for the tzibur. And Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, actually in Halicha Shlomo, he actually paskins that one who wears a talis only out of respect for the tzibur should not recite a bracha. Chaim Kanievsky in Das Noita suggests that the reason for the minhag not to recite a bracha when putting on a communal talis is that it is generally not known whether the tzitzis were attached in a halachically acceptable manner. Interesting, interesting of Chaim Kanievsky in Das Noite. Now, the Be'er Halacha also happens to point out in Siman Ches, Siftes, Dibra Maskel Kodim Sheyivarech, that one who uses a communal talis for the mitzvah should actually check the tzitzis because it's common for it to be puzzle. But it would be logical that according to Shlomo Zalman, he wouldn't have to really check for the tzitzis because according to Shlomo Zalman, he's not really wearing the talis for mitzvah. He's wearing it for the mitzvah of tzitzis. He's wearing it for Kavod HaTzibur, where he would not be obligated b'chlal, so it would not be at least that important to check the tzitzis before putting it on. Now, there's one thing that you might be scratching your head about, is that before we saw in Sif Katan Tes that the Mishnah Brura had said that if a person wants to go ahead and make a bracha on a borrowed talis or on a borrowed four-cornered garment, if he wants to go ahead and take a four-cornered garment and put tzitzis on it and make a bracha, he can go ahead and do that even though it's a borrowed garment. Shimon goes ahead and borrows from Reuven a four-cornered garment. He says that if Shimon goes ahead and puts on tzitzis and makes a bracha, lo hifsid. And he says it's no different than women making a bracha on lulav. But here we seem to have those that are saying that if you're borrowing a talis that has tzitzis, that the only reason why you yitzay, if you are yitzay, you know, those are even machmir, that you're not going to go ahead and be able to make a bracha. But the only reason why you'd be able to make a bracha seems to be clear from the paiskim is due to the fact that it's a matana al menas lahachzir. And so much so that, right, there are those that say that you can't make a bracha unless it's said explicitly. There are those that are machmir. And we're going to see coming up very soon that if someone goes ahead and does not return the talis exactly the way it was or does not return it on time, so then he's not going to be yaitzei. It's mashma that the bracha would be a big question, whether he could have made the bracha. But what's the problem? Worst comes to worst. It's just a she'ela. Even if it's not a matana al menas lahachzir, even if it's not a big matana al menas lahachzir, worst comes to worst. It was a she'ela that he was able to make a bracha on because it's like a woman making a bracha on mitzvahs that they're not chayivin. So the answer is that there are paiskim that say the following split. Again, whether this is the actual answer to the question, but they say the following, make the following distinction. That the first halacha was talking about where the tzitzis were actually put on the four-cornered garment. Meaning what was borrowed was a four-cornered garment without tzitzis. So the tzitzis itself are not borrowed tzitzis. The tzitzis itself are tzitzis that the person himself owns. So the distinction they make is when you borrow a four-cornered garment and then you put on tzitzis, you could be mekayim a mitzvah on the four-cornered garment that was borrowed. However, and be mekayim the mitzvah. However, if the tzitzis itself are borrowed, then it's a total p'tur, like a three-cornered garment where the tzitzis are not a mitzvah at all. It's not a beged of a mitzvah at all. And therefore, the same thing would be here, that wearing a talis, that even the tzitzis itself is borrowed, one would not be able to make a bracha. It would be a bracha levatala, very possibly a bracha levatala. Let's move weiter. On Yud Beis. So he says, if Yishalah Kishimitsiyeses, so you make the bracha niyad, you borrow a talis with tzitzis, you make the bracha immediately. Again, the assumption of the Shulchan Aruch is that it is given based on the principle of matana al manas lahachzir. It's not really a she'ela, and therefore the owner, when he's giving it as a matana on condition that it's returned, it becomes the borrower's actual item, because he's not really borrowing it, he really received it as a matana al manas lahachzir. So comes the Mishnah Berurah, and he said, "Vayein simon tafreish min ches sevei, l'nyin lulav u'pri megadim sham, u'vizen nilmol le'l'nyin." It says, we can learn from there the following. The gam kein tzarech lahachziro la'noisim bismano. We can learn from there that the one who's returning it has to give it back bisman in the proper time. Hainu, imayom yotza bobala, meaning if the person already was yotze with wearing his talis gadol, then yashav lo al kol panim l'machar, kol ha-matfil, you have to get it back to him at least before shachris the next day, kidei sheyelo biatzmo gamkein b'malatzeis, so that he'll have back for himself to be yotze. Im lo hichzir lo, v'ano seid ein lo talis acher, if he does not return it to him, and the one who loaned it, the owner does not have another talis, it appears to him that the matana will be uprooted retroactively. below karidim bay kesuscha is not going to be considered the person's garment. Even if the owner has a talis katan, when he could be yotzei with the talis katan, it's mistaber that he did not give it to him, the talis gadol, just to be able to be yotzei the next morning with his talis katan. He wants to have his talis gadol back. And if he doesn't have his talis gadol back by the next morning, so this was not a proper matana almanas lahachzir. Because matana almanas lahachzir means there's a condition. The condition is that it's returned. And if it's not returned, so then the fulfillment of it, of the matana was not the tnai, the condition of the matana was not fulfilled. And the condition of the matana of returning it was not fulfilled, and the matana itself wasn't a good matana. And once again, as we said before, the implication is that a she'ela, even if it now becomes merely a she'ela, he would not be yaitse, because it's not a good, viable matana almanas lahatsir. And he said, the low kamosha kasa the sefer nesiv chayim. It's not like we saw in the sefer nesiv chayim. Gam nisbar shah. I mean, also, what we see there by lula of an esrig. Da'acha she yotze batzarech lachzor velitno lubala v'matana kidei she yesh el bailam. Because not only that, when the person returns it, he has to give it back as a matana, meaning it has to give him back as a kinyan. Sharei nase shelo. Since it became the borrower's, it became his, because he's not really borrowing, he's really a matana, he's really a lokeach, almanas lahachzir, so he has to, since he became the owner, the way he has to return it is by being makneed back to the owner. It's pashut that this is the same way over here, so you have to actually do a kinyan to give it back to him, b'tayras, a kinyan. Nirali pashut. Then he says, it's also pashut to him, to miskalkel a talis. He's pashut to him, there's something happens to the talis, it ruins it. Or something happens to the tzitzis, etzel ha-shol, by the shol, af she'elo al yedei ones, even if it's by accident, the lo yisr lo kemo shalacha, and he does not return it the way he got it, eino yosei mitzvah, also not going to be yotzei the mitzvah, yei besimen, tafresh and ches, if da, the chedushei Rebbe Kiva, eger, sham, ad kan.